Rusty Quill presents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's nice working with you, gents. Sorry it had to be like this.
You're listening to The Hyacinth Disaster, written by David Carlson, Part 6.
I'd like to go home, please.
Me too, Grim. Blue to Finch, how's it going?
Shuttle should be ready to go in a couple minutes. Is Dreadnought dead yet?
Yeah, but it turns out he was on our side after all.
How do you know?
I listened in. His story checks out.
Oh.
Yeah. Grim?
Shoot.
Let's get you to the surface and we'll pick you up. We'll use the shuttle.
Absolutely not.
What's the problem?
The shuttle is our last ticket out. If this rock starts acting up again and hits it, we're done for. Do not approach the surface. I can get up on the tether.
Can't you jet off the surface into space? We'll just fly out and snag you.
I'm not using what little fuel I have unless I absolutely have to. Now where am I going?
Same way you came. Turn to your right and start moving. You'll come to the larger room with a bunch of openings. Oh, crap.
What?
Your light's flickering again.
You'd think these would be harder to damage.
Where's your extra flashlight?
I lost it while I was running from the debris storm, I think. Just keep me from hitting a wall and it should be fine.
All right, you're in the large room. The way out should be at your 1:00.
Shuttle's ready. Let's hurry up.
What?
What?
It's blocked.
What?
What's going on?
That! Right there! That's what's going on.
Looks like a collapsed tunnel.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a regular tunnel.
That's the way back to the chasm in the surface.
You're kidding.
Can I dig through it?
Not likely.
What about the other tunnels?
No telling where those go.
Okay, you're telling me I'm just a few meters from getting out of here and this damn asteroid closed up on me?
Less than 2 meters, as it turns out. Do you have any C4?
Why would I bring it? We were only supposed to run the scanners.
Could we detonate the C4 from the second probe remotely?
If you wanted to vaporize Grimm and everything 100 meters past him.
And that's if I'm lucky, which, based on today...
Lucky! You are lucky, though, Grimm! You're unbelievably lucky! Lucky, lucky, lucky!
Respectfully, I think you're insane.
Shh! Argus has C4 on him! His lucky C4, right?
You're absolutely right! Thank you, Argus! Get me back there, Blue!
Okay, turn around. Yeah. Now move straight ahead and follow the wall. And keep your head down. That light won't take another hit.
Gotcha.
Finch, shuttle ready?
Yes.
Are its comms active?
Oh, no, sorry.
Take this code and put it in the shuttle's comms. It'll route Hyacinth's channels through. Once you transfer, take over Guiding Grimm, and I'll head there.
Right.
Am I there yet?
Yeah. You're almost there.
Can you see Argus?
Yeah. Stop. He's at your feet.
Is he upright?
Kinda. He's facing you, floating against the wall. His faceplate is about your shoulder level.
Here?
He looks like he...
I'll close his visor. Now help me figure out where the C4 is.
If I ever get a chance to strangle Corporal...
Blue!
What?
I know this sucks, but I need you to focus.
Go ahead.
He had it in one of the pockets on his left leg. Any of them look like it's full?
Move your hand about 10 centimeters down. There. I think that's the one.
I got something. Is this it?
That's it. A good dollop of plastic.
Good old Argus. Thanks, buddy. You got a detonator in here, too?
Looks like a timer.
Bloody stupid son of a... Not that I would ever speak ill of the dead, but screw you, Argus!
What are you talking about?
I hate timer detonators! What self-preserving miner uses timers?
They're more reliable than remotes.
Super reliable. Also less controllable. In a place as tight as this, I'm liable to get caught before I can get to cover.
Calm down, Grimm. It'll be fine. Turn around and get your butt back to the tunnel.
Sure, like this entire day has been fine.
Finch to Blue.
Blue here.
I'm ready to transfer comms.
All right. Grimm's almost back. I'm gonna grab a couple things. See you in the shuttle.
Yep.
Grimm, I'm switching you to Finch.
Hey, Finch. How are you holding up?
I'm not, really. But we have a job to finish. You're supposed to be blowing something up, right?
Yeah, it was the blocked entrance you saw earlier.
Okay, you're headed right for it. Listen, Grimm, you were right about Dreadnought. Sorry I gave you a hard time.
I wasn't right about him. I thought he was a traitor, too. I mean, I'm glad he was innocent, but that's not why I wanted to find him.
Okay, then what gives? Because I lost my husband, Grimm.
Finch, sometimes when you risk something, you actually lose it. And sure, maybe it's something you didn't know you were risking, but at the end of the day, you count yourself lucky that you had something worth taking risks for. None of us thought we were risking our lives for Ember, but I would have given half a chance. So would Khan, you know that. In Dreadnought's case... I don't know, I heard Argus go and... If I let some stupid kid die like that... We're out here because awful people are being awful to other people. If we start doing the same thing, what the hell are we accomplishing?
You're facing that tunnel again. The plugged one.
And thanks to Argus, I have the solution.
There's no problem in the world that can't be solved with the careful application
of high explosives. Yep, we've heard.
Well, how long is this gonna take?
Depends on how short Argus's timers are set.
I'm hoping at least 5 mics.
Argus? Nah. He probably set them to 3.
$100 says it's under 3 minutes.
Really, Finch? Now?
I can't help being me.
Okay. You're on. Grimm, set that charge.
Tunnel wreck is right in front of you. Yeah, right there. There's a deep crack about 15 centimeters below your hand. Jam it in there.
Gotcha. This is insane. All right, pulling out the timer, I think.
That's it.
Okay, sticking it in the plastic. How's that?
Dead center.
Let's not say dead right now, okay?
Just press the button, Grim.
Okay, first press to see the time limit. What's it say?
You owe me $100.
Wait,
it's less than 3 bikes?
Yep. 1 minute.
I'm sorry, what? 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 1 minute? What? What?
The classic 5 W.
It's not that much, C4 Grim. And at least it wasn't 10 seconds. You gotta do it.
That doesn't mean I can't complain about it.
Fair enough.
Okay, when I hit this button again, you have 60 butt-clenching seconds to guide me to safety.
Yes, Grim. I, too, went through training and learned how timers work. And, lucky for you, I have a strong butt. Any one of those other tunnels will do for cover. I'll set up a reference timer.
Whoa. How about you tell me exactly which tunnel now? And Blue, be very, very, very specific.
Okay. You have a large opening at your 6. Exactly. It curves to the right, so as soon as you activate the charge, about face, and I'll guide you in.
Is there anything else I should know? Any boulders in the way?
Nope. Open room.
Okay. Charge in place. Confirm count. 60 seconds.
Count confirmed. 60 seconds.
Confirm cover at my 6,
10 meters.
Confirm cover at my 6, 10 meters.
Cover confirmed. Your 6, 10 meters.
Go for debt.
Debt go.
Activating.
Confirm.
All right, I'm turning. Get me the hell out of here. Shit, I hit something.
Conker.
Really?
What?
Your light cut out, Grim.
What?
I can't see who you are. Did you turn all the way?
I needed you to tell me.
Just start moving forward.
I hit a wall.
All right, then you didn't turn much. You're right next to the charge.
Of course I am. Damn it.
Keep your hand on the wall.
What's the time?
Keep a hand on the wall.
What's the time?
Grim, you're going to shut up and listen to me, or you're going to get yourself killed. Forget the time.
Forget?
Listen.
Okay.
Rotate your body until you feel your arm stretched behind you.
Done.
You're facing away from the charge.
I gotcha. And now what?
Push off the wall with your feet. Hard.
Done.
You should hit a sloping wall on your left anytime.
Yeah, I just did.
Push off to your right now! Now! Now!
I'm going!
Grim! Grim? Copy, Grim!
Did he make it?
Come in! Exo, geez, I can't even remember which. Grim!
Hello. The individual you are attempting to contact is unavailable at this time.
Oh, my God. Grim!
Let's try again later. I just blew myself up, and I feel fine. How are you doing?
Well, Finch is about to turn blue.
Does that mean you're turning Finch?
How about we get him out of there?
Yes, please.
Your light's still out.
Yeah, let me give it a whack. That do it?
Nope. Wait, are you turning?
I was, I guess. It's hard to tell down
here. Do it again.
Which way?
Just turn. There, light. You're facing toward it.
I don't see it.
Your visor, remember? It'll be pretty faint until you get to the surface. Walk.
Okay.
Whoa.
Crap.
I'd like to be in the know here.
It seems that the charge was more effective than I expected.
How much more?
Let's not talk about it. Point is, forget the tunnel. You can walk straight into the open.
Oh.
Just follow the wall on your left and keep walking. Once you get out, I'll point you up, and getting to the surface should be a breeze.
Okay.
Getting a lot of those weird readings again. Seems the rock isn't fond of getting blown
up.
You're
in the crevice, Grim. A few meters from the relay, actually. Just move forward 3 meters.
Okay. Rock?
That's the wall you and Argus originally came down.
Ascend. Got it. I think I can kind of see where I'm going now.
How are those readings looking, Finch?
They're growing. This is not just a rock, that I'm sure of.
I guess we're discarding the idea this is all just a weirdly unstable asteroid?
You didn't seriously think that was all.
I was hoping.
If hopes were Goldilocks.
Well, this one still is. and we need to wrap this up before Temple makes good on his
threat. Okay, I'm at the surface. It's damn fine to see again.
Great. Keep moving.
How's your air, by the way?
I've still about an hour left. No problem.
Report when you get to the tether.
Copy.
Gods know what Corporate is gonna do with this mess.
Bomb it to hell, for all I care.
Pisses me off that they'll benefit so much from this rock.
We'll make it worth it.
Worth con?
That's not what I meant.
Yeah. Sorry.
We need sleep.
And booze.
Lots of booze.
Maybe booze more than sleep.
Maybe. Come on, Grim, hurry up. How's our favorite asteroid looking?
It hasn't done much. Seismic's still weird, but not growing anymore.
That was me at 14.
You were pretty tall for 14.
Yeah, and it was great, but, like, I stopped. Now I'm average.
You're still weird, though.
Well, I have that going for me, I guess. It was fun being taller than my older brother, at least for a few years.
What was he like as a kid?
Annoying, but he grew out of it, and we ended up pretty close. That's why we're both out here in the asteroids. We're out here, I guess.
Whose idea was that?
Khan's? Well, I said it, but he was the one who... Anyway, I mentioned it first at dinner a few days before starting university when our mother asked what classes I was taking.
How'd she take it?
Pretty bad, considering I'd always been an artist.
That's a big shift.
Well, yeah, it was a joke. I was just being a jerk. But somehow, it got Khan then talking about it, and 2 years after that, he and I were edumacated and off to see the solar system. So yeah, it's his fault.
Sorry I only got as far as the asteroids.
Oh, I actually got farther. A year after we got out here, we had scraped enough money together to lease the Hyacinth. Got decent contracts for a while after that, because I think this guy at corporate had a thing for me.
Ew.
Eh, he was alright. Just a low-level clerk. It's the higher-ups you gotta worry about. Anyway, after our fourth job, Conlin surprised me with a ticket to Himmelze.
Wait, the Saturn station?
I'd always wanted to go. I got to stay on a free-flying dirigible. The whole month, I could hardly do anything but stand on the observation deck and look at the rings and the clouds and just smile. It was beautiful.
Well, then, I'm sorry you got stuck back here.
Nah, don't be. It's been mostly fun. And after we get Ember out... I'm going home anyway.
I'm sure your mom will be happy.
Yep, she got used to the idea of us being minors before long, but I'm sure she'll sleep better. Actually, I guess this'll just prove she was right all along.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. Listen, you're welcome to come home with me and meet Mom.
Mom?
I guess it was pretty much official, wasn't it? So, yeah.
Grim to... Which one of you am I reporting to?
Blue. Blue's the captain.
Technically, that makes me captain of two ships. Hyacinth and my own. Commodore Blue has a nice ring to it.
Well, I'm coming up on the tether, Commodore. Clear to hook on and ascend?
Clear. I've readied the anchor for release. We'll let go as soon as you get up. Then get to the shuttle and we'll hightail it.
Get moving, Grim! Seismic is going crazy!
What else is new?
No, this is worse. Grim, get up here!
Get on it. I'm connected. I've got a bit of juice left in my jets. I'll use them to move up the line.
Affirmative.
Okay. Firing now.
Don't forget to slow down
here. Hear the snaggy bit halfway up. Yeah, I got... Holy!
What's going on? Too much strain on the tether. Anchor's auto-release kicked in. Stupid rock! Grim, where are you?
I'm whipping around like a steam hose. Hang on. I think I'm still ascending.
Blue? Radar!
Oh,
look!
Conquered!
What?
There's dozens of pieces exploding off the asteroid. We do not want to be here much longer.
Got it. I'm moving as fast as I can. I'm almost out of fuel, but I'm still tethered. Feel free to get the missus moving.
We're in the shuttle.
Yeah, and I'll be there soon. Just get us out of the...
Impact! Hyacinth is hit.
Yo, well, that's just great. Shuttle's on the outward-facing side still?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm almost to the halfway. Slowing down. Come on, slow down!
Grim?
I can't control my jets in all this! I'm moving way too fast! Let's hope that wonky part of the track isn't too... Damn it!
What?
Yeah, I'm loose! Repeat, I am loose! My line broke!
Finch, launch the shuttle!
Confirmed!
Grim, we're picking you up!
I can't...
Decouple sequence initiated. Confirm clamps release? Confirm. All right, jetting out. 2 meters out. 10 meters. 20 meters.
Impact on the Hyacinth. She's getting hit a lot.
I see it. Powering up nav thrusters.
Hyacinth is at 35 meters. 40 meters. 32 meters.
Those numbers are going the wrong way, Finch.
I know. I think the rocks hit the ship hard enough to swing her this way. Where are those thrusters, Blue?
Powering.
22 meters. 13 meters.
Almost. Firing thrusters.
And clear.
Oh, boy.
9 meters. That was close.
Please.
3 meters is close.
Flying under the ship.
Well, at least we know our auto-release works.
Fucking Clitazoid. Look at her, Finch.
Poor Hyacinth. Good old girl, even if she is smashed up. Looks like the rocks have stopped hitting her for now.
Conquer?
Okay, I'm sorry. Are we gonna talk about how we've just accepted that this asteroid is attacking us? Because that is not normal. None of this is normal. Normal is people getting hit, shot, blown up, impaled, suffocated, burned, or frozen by malfunctions, or space, or other people. But an asteroid? I mean, people die on rocks all the time, but I'm pretty sure an asteroid has never intentionally targeted anyone. Is this our normal now? Because we're gonna have to, like, update some charts and write some new safety manuals if that's the case. And put a big fat stamp on them saying, this is not okay. None of this is okay. Look at it. Floating there like there's nothing wrong. 450 cubic kilometers of evil and spite and carbon people-killing asteroid. Yes, I'm talking to you. If I had a dozen nukes, I would end you, you piece of...
Grim to shuttle. You guys on your way or what?
Wow.
What?
All those times you told me about the epic rants, I thought you were exaggerating.
I missed one? Damn it!
We're headed your way, Grim. You seem to be heading back to the rock.
His tether must have whipped him in that direction when his line broke.
Yeah, well, it's moving him, and therefore us, in the path of the flying possessed rock chunks. Hang on, Grim. We're coming in hot, scooping you with the cargo doors.
Yeah, not too hot, I hope. I rather like not being pureed the astronaut.
Calm down. I'm an okay pilot.
So far, I've only seen you crash things, so...
How hard can I hit him, Finch?
His exo should keep him unhurt at less than 8 meters per second.
Yeah, but, like, how hard can I hit him?
There you are. I see you.
Got you on radar. 3 kilometers in closing.
Where's the missus?
3 kilometers at our 7 o'clock.
Radar?
Shows the asteroid still breaking up. Large and small chunks everywhere. Mostly just floating there.
Okay, the gun should break up any smaller pieces that get in our way. Get them charged.
We don't have much ammo.
Why?
Corporate's been limiting arms supplied to older ships.
Seriously? Next they'll start limiting office supplies. What is wrong with them?
Well, we give you a list, but they only gave us 1 piece of paper for the whole month.
1.3 kilometers.
Almost there, Grim.
Confirmed.
Is that him?
No, that's a rock.
Danger?
It should miss us by quite a bit.
Let me know if any more pop up.
Will do. 1 kilometer to Grim, and close... Rock! Headed our way!
Move or shoot?
Shoot! I'll track it. Come here, you little... Firing! Got it.
I think I see Grim.
Yep, that's him. 0.6 kilometers. And more debris is swinging our way!
Accelerating.
What are you gals doing?
Oh, you know, shooting meteoroids and scooping up strays.
Gosh, is it Tuesday already?
There's another one! Got it!
Grim, I'm coming up. 200 meters. Try and make yourself smaller.
I mean, I've been trying to eat less pasta lately, but that's just mean.
Just curl up or whatever. Opening cargo doors. 100 meters. Much as it pains me, I'm slowing down. Should pick you up in
Watch
about...
Watch out!
shot it, but it broke up too big.
Grim, we're spinning out. Systems are shocked. Trying to regain control. Hang tight.
Copy.
Radar's useless. I can't tell where anything is.
Come on.
We're heading toward the main rock. 500 meters out. Prepare for emergency landing.
We've got to get Grim.
We will, but we need to figure out what's broken. Get the environment clause ready. Climbing. 200 meters to surface. Ready. Get set for counter thrust. 6, 5, 4. Crap! 3, 2, 1, now!
Firing!
Claw set.
Well, we're back on the rock.
Technically, we haven't been on it yet.
Grim to shuttle. Report.
We're here, Grim. Had to land to assess the damage.
Well, you should know my review of the accommodations is 0 out of 5 stars. Would not recommend.
And here I was starting to trust my travel agent. Finch, run diagnostics.
You got it. What are you doing?
Contacting station. We're out of options.
This was part 6 of the Hyacinth Disaster. You can find the whole series at the website davidecarlson.net and on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, podparadise.com, or wherever podcasts are found. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on one of these sites and share the series with anyone you can think of. If you have any questions or you want to get updates and production facts, check in on facebook.com/thehyacinthdisaster or on Reddit at r/thehyacinthdisaster or on Twitter at @themrshyacinth. And check the About page on the website to sign up for information about future projects, and if you think it's worth it, please consider donating a little to help me make more. There are some fun extras for you if you do. Thanks very much for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.